Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI, the NTSB, and several other federal agencies all working together to try to determine the cause of a helicopter crash in California yesterday that claimed the life of former Lakers superstar Kobe Bryant, as well as eight other people, including Bryant's 13-year-old daughter. Scottie Pippen discussing his friend Bryant this morning.
We watched him come out of high school as a very raw, charismatic player, and he developed into, in my eye, one of the greatest players that I've ever watched on a basketball court.
He was speaking on ABC's Good Morning America. President Trump's lawyers resumed their opening statements in the Senate impeachment trial today. They began presenting their case for the president during a brief Saturday session. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
There are now five confirmed cases of coronavirus in the United States. As the spread of the virus continues to grow around the world, U.S. health officials are trying to calm fears of a pandemic. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Dr. Nancy Messonnier of the CDC says Americans need to be prepared, but there is no reason to be alarmed at this time.
The U.S. has faced multiple pandemics before of varying degrees and severity. We need to be preparing as if this is a pandemic, but I continue to hope that it is not.
Dr. Messonnier says the CDC is hearing from clinicians all around the world.
We want people to have a high index of suspicion and to call if they have a patient that they're concerned about.
American officials say rockets hit the U.S. embassy in Baghdad on Sunday. They reportedly slammed into the embassy's dining area. No one was killed, one person injured. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Democratic presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg says President Trump's comments about traumatic brain injuries make his blood boil. Speaking to CBS on Sunday, the former Navy intelligence officer and mayor of South Bend, Indiana, weighed in on the injuries suffered by American service members in that Iranian missile attack in Iraq earlier this month. President Trump described the brain injuries as headaches, saying that they weren't very serious. Buttigieg says these kinds of injuries can be life-threatening and carry lifelong consequences. Billie Eilish is celebrating an historic sweep of the major categories at last night's 2020 Grammys, awarded in Los Angeles. The 18-year-old superstar took home the awards for Best New Artist, Best Pop Vocal Album, Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and the top prize Album of the Year for her debut, When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? She's now the youngest person to win Album of the Year, a record previously held by Taylor Swift. And tax filing season is officially here. The IRS expected to process over 150 million tax returns this year, and it will start accepting returns from individual taxpayers beginning today. Most taxpayers expecting refunds of about $2,500. Filing deadline, April 15th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Dan Perkins for your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, Tip of the Day. Did you know that about 1 in 10 veterans are homeless in the United States? For the third year in a row, Songs and Stories for Soldiers has sponsored the Sanibel Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans program. In 2019, the people of Southwest Florida donated to the Bay Pines VA Healthcare District 550 pairs of shoes and over 1,200 pairs of socks for homeless veterans. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. This summer, set up a group of people to collect shoes and socks for homeless veterans in your community between Thanksgiving and Christmas 2020. Sit down and have a conversation with the Voluntary Services Director at your local VA hospital and telling him what you're going to do. If you have any questions, have them contact their counterpart at the Bay Pines Healthcare System. You may find that someday you may be a recipient of shoes and socks for homeless veterans. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Live.
You know, we do it not because it's easy, but because it's hard, and it requires all hands on deck. I know one of the things that was a repeated conversation this past week in Las Vegas at the SHOT Show, but I'll tell you, what an event. And I'm really grateful for David Bernhardt, by the way, just as a postscript, the U.S. Secretary of the Interior, eighth in line for the presidency. And what a genuine individual. I was just so impressed. And there were several congressmen there that we met as well. Richard Hudson out of North Carolina. Just great, great people. And it is impressive and reassuring that we have, you know, men of quality and sincere desire to serve the people like that. And you know, I just really appreciate it. I think that was the overall sentiment of many, 60,000 plus people there at the SHOT Show in Vegas. It was just, you know, tremendous. But all to say that, you know, these are freedom-loving, constitutional-loving people that run the breadth of, you know, the whole category, not just shooting, hunting, outdoors. I mean, the breadth of consideration and presentation there was such. But all that to say is that, you know, in speaking also with former military, and, you know, it's obvious that when you are in the military, you have skin in the game. But it's also obvious that when you are an activated citizen and that you are concerned about your government, maybe you didn't serve in the military. So, you know, hey, that's not the issue. What's at the issue is, are you willing to serve the Constitution of the United States and this freedom, this idea of freedom? Are you willing to serve that end? If you are, you've got skin in the game. And when I say that, don't think that, oh, I have to agree with Bill, or, you know, I don't have skin. No, you don't have to agree with me. You just have to engage the system so that we keep it going. Otherwise, as we were talking with Spencer Brown this morning from YAF, you get disheartened and discouraged, and you think, oh, you throw your hands up in the air, and you think, okay, well, maybe socialism is the way to go. Really? That's the way to go, is to go, you know, by way of socialism and communism, because that's all it is. It's just, you know, different colors of the yellow brick road that you go down. And history is very clear, and the evidence is empirical. It's inarguable. We're not talking about Republican versus Democrat in, you know, philosophy here. I mean, look at the history. Look what socialism has delivered. It has delivered death to masses of humanity, because they buy into this big lie, you know, as been said. And, you know, even with James Hurston last week, we were talking about cognitive dissonance. And cognitive dissonance is it's part and parcel of buying into the big lie. And what Adolf Hitler said, it's got to be a big lie. Bigger. Bigger. The bigger, the better. Because people will buy into a bigger lie. It's just so incomprehensible. They just go, oh, must be something, especially if it's coming from somebody like Adolf Hitler, who was regarded as the titular leader of Germany, as you recall. And that's for anybody. This is why leadership is so, it comes with a responsibility and can be so dangerous. Because you have some leaders who use that, you know, for their own good and not others. And what kind of problems can you run into? You know, quite interesting. There was, I don't know if you happened to catch Mark Levin last night in a conversation with Peter Schweitzer. And Peter is due to come on the show, and we're going to have an extended conversation with him. I just so admire his hard work and his investigative, acumen in chasing down the things that the mainstream media should be doing. But Peter has done it repeatedly over the years. And his book, Secret Empires, I mean, it told all about the Bidens. It pointed out things that needed to be considered. That, it's amazing that it takes a long time for the mainstream media. I don't know if they think Peter is just, you know, fooling them or if he's haphazard in his research. But, I'll tell you, I found him to be, quite diligent in his research and pulling this out. I mean, he was the one that wrote about Clinton Cash and broke the news on, the Clinton Foundation. And it's still kind of hanging out there. And people go, I don't know what people think. If they think that's just what politicians should get, it's just part of the job. That, of course, you should get benefits. You should have access to insider trading. You should be able to sell, your office for personal gain. But, it was quite provocative last night. In talking about Joe Biden, and some people, oh, poor Joe Biden, everybody's beating up Joe Biden, and, he's the vice president and former vice president, did all these great things, and he's served our country all these years. But then you start realizing, again, what a lot of people do is they go, wait a minute, how does somebody become a servant of the people? And they go in and they're so poor, they don't have two pennies to rub together. Suddenly they come out and they're multi-gazillionaires. And, of course, in the old days, we knew that insider trading was taking place. You and I'd get arrested for it. I mean, ask people who have served time in jail, including some celebrities, about how insider trading doesn't work for them. Well, it's just because you had the wrong title. If you were a senator or a leader of the House, a Democrat or something. And there's been some Republicans that have done this as well. So it's if anything's bipartisan, it's if they can cheat and steal from the people, it's a temptation. Sadly, because we're all human, and we're fallen, and we can be tempted. And this has happened in some cases. I mean, kind of amazing that the Ethics Committee for Congress, would say, oh, yeah, insider trading was okay, But Peter brought it out that there was insider trading taking out. And, of course, there was a quick reaction. I say quick, by comparison, I think within a couple of years, the Senate realized they couldn't get away with it because, the jig was up, and people understood, hey, these guys are doing this is one way, but meanwhile they continue to do that. But in talking about Joe Biden and his children and how they have served one another and how he's used his office to leverage it for the benefit of each of his kids, this is really, this is bad. And you got to know that if he's nominated, Donald Trump's going to have a field day. All he's got to do is take Peter Schweitzer's book out and just go down the line, whether it's Amtrak. I mean, the story he tells of one, we got a soundbite on it, and I don't know if can we play that one? Do we have time? No, okay. All right. We have a soundbite of Peter last night talking with Mark Levin and explaining that here it is, he's known as Amtrak Joe, that he's the everyman taking the Amtrak and everything. And then you find out that, Joe would be running late. And only Joe could do this. He calls Amtrak and says, hey, hold the train. Can we play that? We got to go ahead and play it right now. Listen to this.
You don't just talk about Hunter Biden, where you broke the story about Burisma before in your private, five Bidens.
Right.
It's like a whole family of, I'll say, of corrupt Bidens. What did you find?
Well, it's interesting. There's two sides to Joe Biden. Let me begin with a real small illustration that I think proves the point. Joe Biden has been seen as the Amtrak senator, the guy who's the regular guy who gets on the Amtrak train, would go home to Delaware. That's absolutely true. But in our research, what we found from local newspaper accounts in Delaware is He not only did that, if he was running late, he would call Amtrak and have them hold the train. So, yes, he was regular Joe Amtrak, but if he wanted to pull strings, power for his benefit, he would do so.
Plus, he knew somebody on the board.
Yes.
His son.
Exactly. His son was put on the board.
Oh. Oh, that's just one. And again, they get into deeper detail about the other Bidens and how, you know, it becomes a family
Most
business.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
Ben Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Ben Martinez Live.
Oh, I mock. Let me tell you, I mock at awkward moments. I mean, this is what it comes down to. Fresh and independent we are. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Ken Klein joins us. We're going to be talking about the deep state prophecy. And The Last Trump is now a movie from the filmmaker, author, athlete, and pastor. Ken, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Well, I'm glad we finally connected. Sorry about the phone.
Oh, no worry. Hey, this happens, but hey, it's live radio, and so we take it as it comes. But hey, anytime I can get you on the air with us is always an honor and a pleasure, and especially to talk about, you know, the things that are happening, because, you know, people are, you know, they freak out, you know, they see the impeachment, they, you know, hear all this other stuff that's going on, but they have to understand that that's only what's happening in the physical world. There is a spiritual world that in spite of what Nancy Pelosi and Schumer and the threats of Nadler, hey, all that's fine and well. They can huff and puff and blow the house down. But God is still in control of the house, is he not?
He's in control of everything. Years ago, one of my dear friends, a gal I loved very much, father got killed in a plane crash.
Oh, wow.
And he was a colonel in the Air Force, fought in World War II and in the Korean War, and I'll never forget the service. And the pastor said, he's got the whole world in his hands, including plane crashes. Now we have on the West Coast this terrible tragedy.
With Kobe.
Bryant. Yeah. And there's a pall of sadness over the whole West Coast, and I'm sure around the world. And here's a guy who, you know, just got killed along with his daughter and seven other people. And it's just like, wait, no, it can't be. You know, and yet here it is.
Yes.
And so what do we take? How are we to wrap our minds around something like this? And he's got the whole world in his hands, and we just don't know our time. And we can take from this that we're all mortal. Any one of us can go at any time. But the thing I get out of this guy's life, Kobe Bryant, was that he was a guy that didn't have a sense of entitlement. He worked hard. He worked hard and became very blessed because of his hard work. And so he was kind of a warrior type of a guy that knew the cost of greatness. And it was everything. It reminds me of the Founding Fathers who said, we pledge our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And they were all in. They put it all on the line. And here we have America now, the greatest country in the world. But ever since the beginning, there's always been something nibbling at this country. And it's a spy system that was inculcated into the and spies, you know, what they say about spies. The greatest industry in the world, the greatest profession of the world was prostitution. The second is spies. There's always been spies. And in our country, we've had to endure the spy systems of the Europeans. And they've been impregnating themselves into our system from the beginning. Aaron Burr was a spy. He killed Alexander Hamilton.
Exactly.
Benedict Arnold was a spy. Albert Gallatin, Secretary of Treasury, that paved the way for the Second Revolutionary War, was at least a loyalist to the British Empire. The Golden Club of the 1850s, set up by Albert Pike, a Scottish Rite Freemason, was a British spy institution that ended up killing President Lincoln. And then we have these plants in the country that became rich and famous in the 1890s, the banking houses that set up the collapse of the American system in 1907, and the setup of the Federal Reserve System, which is a British stronghold. Then Wilson, who was compassionate towards the British Empire and had as his mentor Mendel House, who was a British spy. There have been spies in our country and subversives in our country from the beginning.
Exactly.
And now we see it in our Congress, in the Nancy Pelosi's of the world, the
squad,
Chuck Schumer of the world. These people are not Americans. They're not all in. They're loyal to the United Nations and the New World Order, and so are the Bushes. And that's hard for some people to hear, but if you look back into the history, it was Prescott Bush and the Dulles brothers that set up the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, that Hillary Clinton bends her knee to and is submissive to. So we have had spies and entities in our country from the beginning, and that's why I did this book and film, so people can get educated, because most people haven't a clue of what the deep state is and the New World Order. So I hope people get it. And it's really important, and I say it with a heavy heart because I'm a great sports fan, and I love the warriorism of Kobe Bryant.
Right.
And he reminds me of the founding fathers. He really does because he was a real American guy.
I love your comparative, Ken. Very well said, because I'm here in Southern California as my journey has gone. I was in Vegas last week for the SHOT Show, came here, and then got the news. First, we heard it on radio, and then we're checking to see if we can get verification on it. And it took a while. It took about maybe 30, 40 minutes before we started getting, you know, confirming reports. And it was heartbreaking. I mean, with you know, contact with somebody, oh no, it can't be. It just cannot be. And this, you know, this heaviness is over Southern California right now. And I would say anybody who ever picked up a basketball or wanted to pick up a basketball, this is the kind of impact that this young man had. I mean, 41 years old. And of course, his daughter, who was an aspiring basketball player, in fact, they were headed to his special camp out in Thousand Oaks, and there was a competition that was taking place, and that's where they were heading when the helicopter went down. And it's just very sad, you know, to deal with this. But as you say, it reminds us of our humanity. It also reminds us of the kind of character that Kobe was, even though, you know, people, you know, do put in context, you know, we're nobody's perfect. You know, we all made mistakes, but, you know, to Kobe's credit, he was able to refocus, save his family, and you know, and restore his reputation. And he was on his way to second chapter of his life.
Yeah, he overcame his peccadilloes and transgressions, which we all have.
Yes.
And he rose above it. And here he is, a famous man, and yet humble. Here he is coaching his little daughter's basketball team. I mean, this is a great role model, and we need people to step up with this kind of values and this kind of dedication. And I love his lack of sense of entitlement, which is what the youth of America feel today, and so many people. And so he's a real, real bright star in the American fabric. And again, he reminds me of the people that founded this country that put it all on the line. He did every game. He did every day in practice. He never was anything but was stellar all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And we can do that as citizens. And that was our point earlier we were making, Ken, before you and I connected, is, you know, some people say, well, I didn't serve in the military. I really don't have skin in the game. Oh, no. Hey, look, you're a citizen. Just as our founding fathers, you know, had pledged, you know, their treasure and sacred honor, you have that ability to pledge for the continuance of this democratic republic, as Benjamin Franklin said when asked, well, what do we have? He says, well, a democratic republic, if you can keep it, which means that this is a government of, for, by, we the people. We have skin, potential skin in the game, if you're willing to put it in the game.
Yeah, I think we all have to be all in. I mean, this is a fight for our lives, honestly.
Yes.
I mean, people don't see it that way because we have tranquility here in the United States. But look around the world, what's going on. People are losing their heads for believing in Christ. It's incredible, the violence going on all over the world. And it's come to our shores.
Exactly.
And it's impregnated into our system. We have to root it out. We have to be warriors. We really do.
Ken, we're seeing this in our own country. I mean, there's honor killings that are taking place, terrorist attacks. I mean, as you said, it's no longer an existential threat. It is living amongst us. But if we don't have skin in the game, we can just, you know, we can just, like Atlas, shrug and just bury our heads to the real life threats.
That's right.
And, of course, this all leads to, you know, the real end game, and that's our eternity. And if we can't do it here in a temporal environment, and knowing, and if you really understand this, now I don't know how else to put it, but you got to understand God's got your back. And if you understand that, then we can do the incredible things, and, you know, there would be more Kobe Bryants around, dare I say.
Yeah, the danger today, institutional-wise, is the United Nations. And it's got its nose under the tent on the Manhattan, on the shores of Manhattan Island, and it's here, and it's now. And you look at the things that have happened just in the last couple of days.
We're out of time, Ken. We got more. We'll bring it back.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Many fans dream of seeing football's biggest game of the year in person. If you're fortunate enough to have this experience, be sure you're maximizing your financial rewards for the trip of a lifetime. Travel expert Lee Abamonte shares insider tips.
Booking travel for the big game can be expensive, with thousands of people headed to Miami. No matter which team you're rooting for, you can come out on top with the Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program. As a member, I always receive a rewards bonus when I use my Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card. This boosts the points I earn on all travel and dining purchases to an unlimited 3.5 points per dollar. Another helpful perk is the unlimited no-fee ATM transactions at all U.S. ATMs that I receive as a Preferred Rewards member in the Platinum Honors tier. Whether you're using a card or cash, taking a road trip, or flying to see the big game in person, Preferred Rewards has you covered.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The world is marking Holocaust Remembrance Day. It's coinciding this year with the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the Nazi Auschwitz death camp. Robin Axelwood is with the Holocaust Memorial Center in Michigan.
We focus on the Holocaust primarily, but there are so many other genocides in the world. And so we also consider it our responsibility to talk about those atrocities.
Government agencies are launching investigations into the helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant, as well as his 13-year-old daughter and seven other people yesterday. The FAA, NTSB, and FBI, among those looking into the cause of the chopper crash northwest of Los Angeles. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. This year, Super Bowl 54 is going to shine a bright spotlight on Miami, and it's doing it even as we speak. One special campaign that hopes the big game will share some of that attention has the support of the Miami Super Bowl Host Committee, more than 50 NFL players and influencers, MSC Foundation, and MSC Cruises. Joining us today to discuss #SuperCoralPlay campaign is Matthew McKinnon, MSC Foundation Advisory Board Chair, and Carl Gustav London, Principal Scientist for the Global Marine and Polar Program at the International Union for Conservation of Nature. Welcome, Matthew McKinnon and Carl Gustav London. Good to have you on our show.
Bonner. Thank you, Bill.
Well, Carl, what is happening at Super Bowl Live? And as a marine scientist, why are you there?
Well, you know, the coral reefs have been dying all over the Caribbean, and particularly here in Florida, and we're trying to see if we can turn that around and work with the Super Bowl team to find solutions to this. So we're really in a dire situation. You know, healthier reefs should have maybe 90% coral. Today, a lot of the reefs have less than 10%. So we need to do something about it, and I think a lot of the NFL players have really teamed up with us to see what are the solutions to deal with this problem.
What a great idea, Carl, being able to partner, you know, with the Super Bowl and the NFL on this dire situation.
Yeah, I think we all feel we have to do something. And, in fact, there are a lot of practical things you can do as an individual, but also we are trying to look at the super corals, the corals that can cope with these type of changes that are happening in the environment. These are corals that maybe grew up in really unfavorable conditions. The most, like people who grew up on the wrong side of the track, these corals can actually deal with quite tough conditions. So what we're trying to do is see, can we use those to restore the reefs around the areas here?
Well, Matthew, Carl brings up, an important and critical issue for us to understand. Give us your perspective on this campaign that has just launched and why it should be so important for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, obviously the big games come to town, but in this town there's a big problem, the danger that's facing reefs. In 20 years we might lose almost all of them, which is something really catastrophic, because reefs provide jobs, provide food, provide protection from cyclones, and we need them because they support 25% of the life of the ocean. So we're putting the power of the big game together with NFL players like Larry Fitzgerald, Jarvis Landry, Mark Sanchez, behind awareness on the issue of coral, and to let people know what they can do to pitch in and help coral persevere. Basically, you take one action, like reduce your carbon footprint, because that relates to the heating of the oceans, which is killing off coral, or something that will address water pollution, like watching your trash, because water pollution is also affecting coral. Take one action, post it online with the hashtag SuperCoralPlay, and challenge other people to do the same. That way, we can build out a movement to really make a difference.
Well, that's an excellent idea, Matthew. Carl, I can tell you, we spend a lot of time in Hawaii these days because we have two grandchildren there, and there's been a huge effort there, as you can imagine, with what's going on. In fact, we have some dear friends that they're sailors. They're on the water constantly, and they're telling us the impact of, just the way, trash is emptied into the ocean. For some reason, people think that, if you throw it out in the ocean, it's just going to, disintegrate and dispose. But, I didn't even know about, for example, turtles having bubble butt from swallowing, the plastics and that, and that it's, causing them to have extrusions from the back end of their bodies just because, people have been irresponsible in throwing trash out in the ocean.
Yeah, it's a real big problem. And in fact, some of this trash is probably going to be there in several hundred years from now.
Amazing.
So one small little use of a wrapping can actually stay around for quite some time. And in terms of corals, we actually have a real problem, because plastic that smothers a coral tends to draw in infections and disease, and ultimately often kills the coral. So we need to deal with many different things. So reducing your use of disposable plastic is one of those things we should address.
Carl, maybe you can help us understand here a little bit more. For the first time, maybe some people are hearing about super coral. What exactly is super coral?
So these are corals that actually can cope with some of these really tough conditions. So we've seen in many places maybe 90% of the corals die, but some of them seem to survive despite really tough odds. So we're trying to see, can we do something to nurture these ones, perhaps use them in terms of rebuilding the reefs, and perhaps getting reefs that are resistant to some of the impacts that we're delivering. Doesn't mean to say they'll all go away. We need to do our part as well. So it's about finding the right way to deal with this issue that we can live with and the corals can live with as well.
Well, we're talking with Carl Gustav Lunden, principal scientist of the Global Marine and Polar Program at the International Union for Conservation of Nature, and Matthew McKinnon, the chair of the advisory board of MSC Foundation. Matthew, as the chair of the advisory board of MSC Foundation, explain what the MSC Foundation is all about.
Yeah, so actually MSC Foundation is the nonprofit arm of the Global Logistics and Shipping Company, MSC. And the company is very concerned, obviously, about pollution of the air, pollution of the water that that its ships traverse. And so it's taking pretty concerted action to reduce its own carbon footprint and impact as a company. Actually, the cruise line, MSC Cruises, went carbon neutral as of January through a combination of emission reductions and offsetting through the of carbon through purchasing forest carbon credits. But specifically in MSC Foundation, we're actually pioneering super coral off 60 miles off Miami at Ocean Key, and it's part of a research program to see there's hundreds of acres of reefs, more than 50% have died off, and we're seeing if we can put in place the super coral that Carl Gustav was mentioning and try and rebound these reefs so that they will be able to survive the challenges that come ahead. And actually, as a part of the Super Coral Play campaign, we have a bracelet that people can purchase, which is made from fish nets that have been taken out of the sea, plastic nets. And for everyone purchased, we will plant a super coral off the reefs at Ocean Key.
Oh, that's a great idea. This is awesome, and I appreciate you explaining this. And I guess this is all part and parcel why you launched the Super Coral Plague campaign, and also to bring attention to this urgent need, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we think, you know, you mentioned the situation in Hawaii. Actually, 85% of the reefs in America are in Florida, and the Florida Reef Tract is actually one of the largest barrier reefs in the world. And it's reached a critical point. It's almost died out. It's facing disease. It's facing bleaching from heat events. And it's really the last line of defense from, you know, cyclones that affect this region, amongst many other things. So we think it's an urgent need to create awareness about this problem. And obviously teaming up with NFL players in the Super Bowl, when there's a solution like Super Coral that can be part of the way forward, is you know, really an amazing opportunity. And so we'd be really pleased if your listeners and would you know, take a look at supercoralplay.org and get engaged in the campaign and help be a part of the solution.
Well, Matthew, you mentioned the NFL players getting involved. Why is this become such a an almost instant partnership? I mean, they really gravitated to this.
Because I think it really resonates. You know, people are feeling that there's changes happening. You know, we're in a warmer climate now. There's a lot of things happening around the world that are, you know, of serious concern. But I think the epidemic basically facing coral around the world has made it one of the first real, genuine victims of climate change. I mean, we're looking at losing an entire genera of species within a couple of decades. And it's really, it's really a super critical problem. And I think people can understand and gravitate to such a dire issue, but also when there's hope, there are things that you can do about it. There are
exactly
things that every person can do to take action. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And to that point, Carl, and I'm going to let you have the last word as we wrap things up, coming down the last minute together. How can people help and reduce their carbon footprint? You touched a little bit on that, and also where can they go for more information?
So you can switch to vehicles that use less carbon. You can use LED lights, for example, perhaps eat a bit more vegetables, a bit less meat. Watch your trash, improve the way you're handling it. Also looking at your overall consumption patterns, perhaps reduce your consumption a bit. Mm-hmm. Focus on your family rather than on consumption.
Well, thank you, Matthew McKinnon, chair of the Advisory Board of MSC Foundation, and Carl Gustav London, principal scientist of Global Marine and Polar Program at the International Union for Conservation of Nature. Thank you so much for being with us. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, this theme song will get your blood going. You know, you just picture this, this lightning rod or this fuse being lit up. And, hey, we got to get up and going. And we've got Adam Holtz with us. Yes, he is the director of PluggedIn.com at Focus on the Family. Mr. Adam, happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday to you, Bill.
Well, I tell you, I'm in California right now, and as you can imagine, with the news yesterday, we're still carrying a little heavy heart. I think this is going to be a while. This is still a shock that was hit across, across Southern California, and I happen to be here this week, and it's just like when you got the news yesterday of Kobe Bryant, it was like, oh, tell me it is not so.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a stark reminder of the reality that none of us are promised tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to sound insensitive by over-spiritualizing. But
it's interesting you should bring that up, because that was my thought. You know, people ask me, was Kobe a Christian? I go, you know, in fact, I don't know. I can only hope he was, but I don't know. I mean, you know, as far as... temporal measure as a human being and what he gave to the community, the example that he set forward. I hope he had a relationship with Christ and with God, but I don't know that for sure.
No, and we don't know that for sure. And I think it's a reminder for those of us who, you know, would call ourselves evangelical, why communicating the good news is so important. And, you know, I mean, Scripture says, what does it profit a man to gain the world but lose his soul? And I'm not saying that that's where Kobe, that's where he was at. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't either. And his 13-year-old daughter.
Yeah, I mean, that's what just wounded my heart. I mean, I, with all due respect to Kobe, I just think, you know, she was on the helicopter because her dad was famous and had the means to do that, you know. Mm-hmm. But we all... Everything I feel like I want to say sounds like a cliche, but we all take a risk when we get up in the morning. You know, yeah. We live in a fallen world, and I think it's a stark reminder of the reality that there are things we can't control, no matter how wealthy or you know, resourceful we are.
Exactly.
And so it's a call to remember, I think, our Creator and,
and to help others.
If we're this vulnerable, even when you have made as much money and on, you know, in a temporal context, you know, and that's why, you know, some people, part of the shock, and I heard anecdotally, you know, as people I had mentioned that we were, yesterday afternoon, went to grab some lunch, and we're at In-N-Out Burgers, you know, which is very popular here in Southern California. And, boy, just about every table, they were a buzz over, I mean, this is the kind of impact that Kobe had. And maybe, and not only had, but has. And maybe this opens the conversation for people to look at things maybe a bit from a, you know, eternal perspective.
Yeah.
Because there is something after this. I mean,
right.
For Kobe and Gigi, there is something after this that they are realizing right now. And maybe if he could say something, yes, about basketball and family and these great values and example that he, you know, served for his family and for the community. I mean, because he was such a giver in so many ways. And in so many ways, he was still a mystery, because when you're at that celebrity level, it's not like you can go to In-N-Out and just hang out and have a burger with the folks, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, again, it's just a tragedy. And I think any time when things happen out of order, and death is always a tragedy.
Yeah, right? But out of our order, not God's order.
It's out of our order, not
right,
God's
exactly.
Order.
Yeah,
exactly. And
yeah.
This is not the way things are supposed to be. And it's a reminder of the tragic fallenness of our world, and that fallenness affects even people that we might, you know, on a superficial level, think are somehow immune from it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, let's talk movies, huh? You've got some good movies. You saw Last Full Measure. You liked it?
I did. I don't get just completely surprised very often.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into this knowing that it was a Vietnam War movie about righting a wrong that had stood for 30 years. The movie turns around the story of William Pitzenberger, who on April 11th, 1966, was a hero. He was an Air Force medic, and so he came in on one of the Hueys to a firefight where an ambush was taking place, and they began medevacking people out because that unit's medic had been killed. So he slides down the rope, and he starts patching people up, and he starts getting people up in the, you know, the litter, the stretcher. But he encourages people, he saves people. I mean, he, by all accounts, and this is a true story, saved, you know, scores of people that day in this one of the most horrific battles up to that point in Vietnam history. And ultimately, he gave his life. He was an enlisted man, and I didn't know this, but of the 3,400-ish or so folks that have received the Medal of Honor, the vast majority of them were officers. It's very, very unusual for an enlisted person to get awarded the Medal of Honor. And so he got the Flying Cross, I believe. But the story really turns on what happens in 1999 and 2000, you know, 34 years later, as this group of survivors work with a young lawyer in the Air Force Department at the Pentagon to try to get him a Medal of Honor posthumously. And I think what moved me is you see their individual stories, how they're still grappling with the effects so many years later. And we've got Christopher Plummer, we've got Samuel Jackson and William Hurt and Peter Fonda. That was one of his last movies. And all of these guys play soldiers who, for one reason or another, are still grappling with what happened so many years ago. And yet it's not a depressing movie. You know, I think about The Deer Hunter or Full Metal Jacket or Apocalypse Now or Platoon.
Mm-hmm.
They're all so depressing.
Yes.
This is a really hopeful and redemptive movie.
Yeah, it reminds me in part of the movie Hacksaw Ridge, you know, from 3 years ago, and the story of PFC Desmond Doss. And, and Desmond Doss, of course, survived, but whereas in this one there was a fatality. I mean, he gave his life, paid the ultimate price, and saved so many. I mean, you know, for those that he saved, can you imagine the legacy? I mean, what they must carry in their very spirit?
Well, that's exactly right. And the movie really shows us those who grappled with regret. You know, why did I live and he died? That survivor's guilt. There was another guy in the helicopter who chose not to go down, and he's, you know, spent 30 years feeling like he was a coward. You know, that sort of thing. And just, I think that we,
we get inured to the, you know, just the horror of war. And stories like this show us that the cost that is paid by veterans is a cost that extends far into the future for many of them, and if not most of them, you know. So it's an R-rated movie. It's got a handful of harsh profanities and a fair bit of violence, but as these things go, it wasn't as graphic as Saving Private Ryan or Hacksaw Ridge. So not a movie for children, but I think for adults and older teens, just a, I don't know, I was deeply inspired. I was absolutely weeping at the end, and that does not happen to me very often.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I've got to check it out. So I'm here in Southern California. It'll be on my list.
Yeah.
I've got a couple things to get caught up with. Last week we were in Vegas for the SHOT Show, which was an experience. 60,000 people there. It was wild. All about, you know, outdoors and hunting and shooting and that, and great people. A lot of great conversation. Met Secretary of the Interior, David Bernhardt. What a great man. I mean, it really speaks a lot of, you know, about President Trump and his ability. I mean, the kind of people that are around him. I mean, we hear about some, you know, some bad guys and here and there and some criticisms, but just quality individual, congressman out of North Carolina, Richard Hudson, just, you know, some really, really neat people, and just people in large, too. They're just, you know, Second Amendment, freedom-loving patriots that, you know, love the country, love our Constitution, and it was, you talk about inspiring at a ground floor level. It was really special. Hey, let's talk about Troop Zero, another one of the movies you reviewed.
Yeah, Troop Zero is streaming on Amazon, and every now and then we run into one of these weeks where there's really very little that's family-friendly, and sometimes those weeks something will pop up on a streaming service, and that's what happened last week with Troop Zero. This is a story about a little girl, you know, she's maybe 8 or 9, named Christmas, and she lives in rural Georgia in 1977, and she is deeply infatuated with all things having to do with space, and she finds out that NASA is coming to her community, and they want somebody from the local, they call them Birdie Scouts, but think Girl Scouts, to be a voice on this recording they're making that they're going to send into space on the Voyager spacecraft. It's known as the Golden Record. And so Christmas is pretty much not your typical Girl Scout type. And she assembles a group of other misfits and creates a Birdie Scout troop and tries to get her voice on that recording. So in some ways, it's a really nice story about empowerment, about, I think, those who don't look or feel like they belong somewhere, really taking a shot at something. It's rated PG. In other ways, there's a fair vanity. Enough so that I felt like, oh, this feels like a missed opportunity, because this is a show aimed at like 8 or 9 or 10-year-old girls, but I wouldn't let my 9-year-old watch this movie. So kind of an odd duck, kind of family-friendly, but kind of not.
Yeah, exactly. What about The Turning? You've got about 30 seconds left.
The Turning is based on Turn of the Screw. It's kind of a, is it supernatural? Is it psychological? Horror story, kind of a haunted house story. It's at 13% on Rotten Tomatoes, and it was pretty much a waste of celluloid. So don't waste your time on that one. If you really want to know, you can get the full review for that and everything else at PluggedIn.com.
Also, you can check out Plugged In Movie Awards for 2020, right?
That's
Best
right.
Movies for Kids. That's all right there.
Blog.
Oh,
yep.
Well, check it out, PluggedIn.com. Everything that you need to know to keep your family safe as we continue to review the family-safe, friendly movies. Adam Holtz. Thank you, Adam. God
Thank
bless
you.
You got
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hunters.